What a fascinating situation. I wonder what could be done to help patients understand this. But anyhow, getting back to this adjuvant situation for BRAF, one of the things that probably people think about, and I want to ask you about this anyhow, because we've talked about this before, is what we know about long-term remission / question mark cures that you see with anti-BRAF therapy and with checkpoint inhibitors. In the past, there's been this feeling that it's not necessarily likely, but it's more likely with immunotherapy. And then I started to hear from people, including you, that, well, sometimes you see really prolonged responses, maybe even cures with targeted therapy. And I think that could influence how people see it in the adjuvant setting, although, yeah, it's different. But where are we today in terms of understanding, are we curing any of these patients?
Well, if you look at the long-term data, where you're looking at 3, 4, 5 year survival from the original DAB-TREM trial, and that trial originally was published almost 5 years ago. So now you have 5 year data. You probably have a plateau of survival in the 20 to 30% range, which again, you don't have a good comparator for, say, ipi-nivo, because you don't have 5 year survival from ipi-nivo, but the 3 year survival from ipi-nivo would suggest that you're gonna be higher. You're gonna be closer to 50%. At about 3 years, and you may even, it's actually above 50% for ipi-nivo at 3 years. So I would have to believe at the end of the day, if you look at ipi-nivo 5 year survival, it's going to be better than getting upfront targeted therapy. Do you see some patients who are on that plateau of survival? Absolutely, with DAB-TREM. Is it going to be as high as pembro or nivo alone or ipi-nivo? That's not clear. And I would say ipi-nivo is probably going to end up plateauing at a higher level, and you'll have more patients that are cured. I'll give you again an example. The last patient that I saw yesterday was a lady who traveled from another state to see me just for the opinion of whether she should stop treatment with nivolumab, having been on ipi-nivo a year and a half, a year and three quarters ago, had some significant side effects with hypophysitis, got her fourth cycle of ipi-nivo, and then went on maintenance, and she's been on maintenance for a year and a half. And her question was, well, I'm told I should continue nivolumab forever. Can I stop? And I said, well, your PET CT and CT scans show that you have no evidence of disease, and you've been that way for months. I personally would stop. I think you have a very good shot at being cured. Because again, if you look at the patients in complete remission who either got ipi-nivo or pembro alone, those patients, 90% of them over time are going to stay in remission. And we don't have a lot of follow-up, but there'll be a manuscript coming out from Caroline Robert soon in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. She's already presented these data at ASCO and ESMO, suggesting that with a modest amount of follow-up, once you stop treatment, at least a year later, 90%+ of the CRs stay in remission. So I told this lady to stop. I don't think you need to get treated forever. At least with immunotherapy, I think you can quit after a year, maybe a year and a half.
I want to ask you about ipi-nivo in a second.